Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
How much would you have to love college football to travel 155,000 miles to play? I'm not sure even the most ardent Michigan Wolverine or Ohio State Buckeye fan would sit still on an airplane for that long, even if the trip was divided into shorter increments. But that's the daunting task facing the Big Ten this fall, now that it technically is the Big 18. Adding four new schools this year comes with a lot of ramifications that extend beyond the competition on the field. New to the Big Ten this year are UCLA, USC, Oregon, and Washington, all on the West Coast and all a long plane ride from the league's East Coast teams in Maryland and New Jersey. So a site called 24/7 Sports got out a calculator and a copy of the Big Ten football schedule to determine just how far the teams in the league have to go this fall to capture a conference championship. It's not pretty. Let's start at the bottom, not in the conference standings, although with Indiana at the bottom, a case could be made. We start with Indiana because they will have the least distance to travel to their five road games this fall. The Hoosiers will fly 4,895 miles to their away games, almost 1,000 miles a game. That sounds like a lot, and it is, until you consider that the rest of the league will be flying a lot farther. You're wondering about Michigan and Ohio State? They are third and fourth from the bottom. The Wolverines will fly 5,194 miles. The Buckeyes will rack up 5,633 miles. But consider poor Rutgers. The Scarlet Knights will travel 9,278 miles. That's a long way to go strapped in your seat, even if you've got a window or an aisle. But the challenge facing Rutgers is nothing compared to the new kids on the block out west. The Oregon Ducks will celebrate their first year in the Big Ten by traveling a whopping 12,250 miles to get to their road games. That's halfway around the world if you're flying along the equator. And Oregon is only fourth from the top. In third is USC. The Trojans will fly 12,710 miles to compete in the Big Ten this year. But even that falls short of what will be asked of the Washington Huskies. They will fly a total of 17,522 miles this fall to play their road games. Okay, I've saved the Bruins of UCLA for last because nobody in the league has a travel schedule like theirs. UCLA will fly a staggering 22,000 miles this fall. If you add up the road trips of all 18 schools, and I did, it comes to more than 154,000 miles. Now that's enough to circumnavigate the globe six times. Such is life in big-time collegiate athletics nowadays. These kids are supposed to be getting an education, albeit a free one, not crisscrossing the country in charter jets. On the other hand, we mustn't forget that many of them now get paid for their time. You know, the NIL money compensating them for the use of their name, image, and likeness. Finally, I have to ask, will they also get frequent flyer miles? They'll certainly earn them.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at WGTE.org/life.